Vov Mal Cheshvan, Thursday the 3rd of November, Rabbi David Roth. Zemira Series Part 2, Mayadidus, What a Friend.
Somebody asked if I'm starting at a C major. This is the second series of Zemira Shabbos, and the focus is talking Mayadidus. We started last week, the last time we spoke, of Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos to the Hodis L'Hashem, and the Zamer L'Shimcha Elyon. And the essence of Shabbos is really the Zemer, the Zemir is the Klal Yisrael give. And it's brought out nicely in the Tosis in Sanhedrin, the Flamed Zion with base. Tosis there says that the Malachim have Shesh Knofayim, have six wings. And Tosis brings there that each day, the Malachim sing Shir with another wing. So the Malachim ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who will sing for you on Shabbos? We've only got six wings. So Rebbe Shlomo answers that on Shabbos, Klal Yisrael will sing. And the pasuk is Miknaf Oretz Zmiris Shemanu. The Miknaf Oretz, from the wing, from the land, from down below, Klal Yisrael will sing on the seventh day. So we've got Malachi Ashoris who are singing Shira all 6 days, and on the seventh day, the Klal Yisrael are singing Shira. So to try and understand, I mean, we don't have a musig in the Malachim singing Shira, but I heard a story which illustrates a bit for us to understand what's going on here. There was once a gabba of a shul. Well, he had a cousin, he wanted to be Makar with his cousin, he decided he's going to give him a kibbutz. He told him, come in a few weeks, he was a governor of a big shul. He said, come in those, in that town, it seems like Musaf was the kibbutz. So he said, come, Davin Musaf by us, it'll be a bit covered. So he came and decided he's going to come for that Musaf. In that week, just before that Shabbos, he heard his Welt's cousin was in town, and he wanted him to perform in the shul, to daven in the shul. So he was mechabed with him shachris, Musaf was already taken, and he went to this cousin of his and he said, I'm very looking forward to hearing you daven, but I just want to tell you, before you, there's shachris, there's a Welt's cousin. Do your best to match, but it shouldn't be like such a stark contrast between shachris and Musaf. Like in a nice way, do your best. When we think about the malachim, which kulam alhuvim, kulam berurim, kulam giborim, kulam kedoshim, and 6 days of the week, they're singing the shir to the rebbeinu shel olam, kulam ruchnius. And we sit down with Madani Shabbos, one opened the Mayadidus, and what we're talking about, the Sanib Sanugim, Baburim, Slov, Dogim, Talnegoim, Mefutomim, Yenis Mevusomim, it's like a different sprach, that's such a contrast between the 6 days of the week and Shabbos. So a bit to understand the idea of the Sanib Sanugim and the Mayadidus Minuchoseich, the Yedidus that Shabbos offers, what's the friendship that Shabbos offers, what are we achieving in terms of friendship through Shabbos? It's interesting, when I first looked into the idea of Yedidus, we find Yedidus by Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk in Zeis HaBrocha says, "V'nyomin Oma Yedid Hashem Yishkoin Levetach Olov," that V'nyomin was Yedid Hashem. Why was he Yedid Hashem? So Rashi brings, he wanted the Rebbeinu to be Shoyer the Shechina in his Chelev. That's why he's called the Yedid. And we find this the free, and the Gemara Menachos Daf Nun Gimel talks about the Yedidim, talks about Shlom HaMelech, who built the Beis HaMikdash, is called Yedidya in Shmuel Beis. And it's interesting that Beis HaMikdash is also called with this bitoy of Yedidus. And there's a pasuk in Tehillim, which is the free brings, which is interestingly also a lashon of Ma Yedidus, is Ma Yedidus Mishknei Secho Hashem Tzvokos. That there's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash being Ma Yedidus. Like, what's a friend the Beis HaMikdash is? And we've got Ma'ididus Mishkanei Secho and Ma'ididus Menuchosich of Shabbos. So I wanted to, there was a connection which we could talk about between Shabbos and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that they're both Yedidim. And also to understand, what is the Yedidus? Yedidus is not Stam Echava. Yedidus is not just a friend. Yedidus is a Yedid, is more of a committed friend. So let's maybe perhaps try to understand that. So there is clearly a very strong connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. We know that the Lamed Tes Melachos, the 39 forbidden melachos on Shabbos, are learnt out from the 39 melachos of the Melechus HaMishkon. There's a smichas parashis, the parashis are written together. And we see that there's a connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. Also in the Torah, where the Torah says, "Es mikdoshi tiryoh, es subsoysai tishmoyu." There's a smichas between Mikdosh and Shabbos. And interesting is that the Yireyim, Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, in Siman Tzadiches, he has a loshen, a keshem, and he talks about there's a mitzvah on Shabbos to have Moira of Shabbos, or really Moira of a Kodesh Baruch Hu who gave Shabbos, and to be Mechabed Shabbos. So he says, Kishem Shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Losis Moira LeMikdash, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that we should give Moira LeMikdash, we should fill the base of Mikdash as Mikdash Yitiro, the Mikdash Yitiro. So the same way, we have to give Moira LeShabbos. A person should be Choshev B'Lvovoy LeChabed Es HaShabbos V'Nishmer Yosef V'Leishchor Dal Adova. And the Rambam talk when he says one should be Yosef Mekabel Shabbos, he talks about making the Moira of the Klei V'Dreish for Shabbos. So we see there's a connection between it's Mikdash Yitiro with Shabbos Yisaitish Moira. But not only is there a connection, we see there's, nowadays we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. But we have Chazal which say that Atzei Shittim Oimdim, reference to the Kroshim, the Oimdim, that they're standing upright, but Chazal Dashen Oimdim, Le'olmei Oilomim, that they stand forever and ever. So the Gemara says, Shema Ovad Sidrom, or Bottle Sikuyom, maybe that they'll come to an end. Talmud Loimah Atzei Shittim Oimdim, the Oimdim Le'adu Le'olmei Oilomim, they're there forever. Question being, where is the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, we don't have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash today. So there's a Tiferes Shloimeh that he says that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash one can access through the Kedusha of Shabbos. Even nowadays, B'Shas HaChorban, in the office of Taich, in the Gemara Daf Yod in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Matona Toiva Yeshli B'Beis Genozai V'Shabbos Shemo. The Shabbos is called the Matona Toiva B'Beis Genozai, which literally means the B'Beis Genozai in my palace, in my archives of where the treasures, there's Shabbos there. The Tiferes Shloimeh teaches Matana Toiva Yeshli Bebeis Genozai. That even when my bias Genozai is Nignaz, in other words, even when the bias is Chorev, the Shabbos Shema, that through Shabbos, even if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can achieve through the Kedusha of Shabbos the Kedusha which the Beis HaMikdash had to offer us. And with that, also the Nesivas Shalom, he explains what we say in Kol Mekadosh, Oyhavei Hashem. Hamachakim bevinyan Ariel beim Shabbos sisu v'simchu. Surely, yom Shabbos, the only Shabbos across the Shabbos, only is a chiyuv for everyone. What the Baal Kol Mekadosh is saying here is, Oyhavei Hashem hamachakim bevinyan Ariel. They're waiting and they're aspiring for the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, and they don't have it now. But beim Shabbos sisu v'simchu, through Shabbos, through Kedusha Shabbos, one can access the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. I also wanted to mention, we're talking here about the Zemir Shabbos, and one could ask that, you know, we know to be Medayik in Rishonim, but I saw brought down the Yisbech Moshe in Parashat Tzeis HaBrochi, he said that all the Zemirs from the Spashit in Klal Yisrael were written with Ruach HaKodesh. So there's definitely room to try and delve into understanding the words that the Paitonim used. So before we understand the Yedidus of Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, so we'll explain maybe the connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. So this one I'm saying now is really a combination of the Nesivas Shalom and the Ur Gedalio, Reb Gedalia Shor. In Shabbos Shkolim he talks about this. And maybe to understand it, we'll be makdim a moshe. We can imagine there's a melech, a king who lives in his palace, and now the masses, the Hamoyin Am, which cannot access the melech. And in fact, they forget about the Melech. They get on with their own life, and these people have never seen the Melech. Their parents, their grandparents have never seen the Melech. They're living in their shtetl, in their derfel, and they have no real connection to the Melech. They know the Melech exists, but to live with it is a challenge. In the same way, we are in this world, in the Olam. Olam, by definition, is Helam, as the Sforim will explain. The atachlis is to find the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The atachlis is to be mistabik to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But actually, we're in the Olam HaGashmi, which we are limited, we have limitations, and there are halomas, we don't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So what does the Melech do? So what the Melech can do is, he can send Yedidim, people who he confides in, people who he's friend, who he's close to, and he can make them ambassadors outside the Chatzar HaMelucha, that they can reach the Hamoyin Am, and that the Hamoyin Am will be able to reach them. So you have a middle person, an ambassador who is close to the king, and yet he's also close to the people, he lives with them. So that way, that can facilitate an access of the Hamoyin Am to the Melech. So where should the king put, how should he place these ambassadors? How does it work? So in the Sforim there's a Musig, which I don't really understand clearly, but I'll say it the way I understand it, at a very simple level. There's a Musig of Olam Shono Nefesh, which we'll concentrate on Olam and Shono more. There's time and space, which Shono really is time, and Olam is space. And And nefesh is really the life itself, which will focus on Olam HaNeshama. So, the Shalom explains that Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash are both areas which, if we can tap, those are the ambassadors which are placed in time, in dimensions of time, and dimensions of space. Torah, he says, is for the dimension of nefesh. But to understand how we can access through Shabbos and through the Beis HaMikdash a closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we'll explain, Gedaliah Yisrael brings it out in a certain way. He says like this, he says, first let's start with the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is in space. He says there's a Bria of Mokim. In the Olam HaGashmi there's a Bria of Mokim of space. And the truth is, space and time, by definition, are limited. We can't be here and also in Eretz Yisrael or America, we can't be in two places at the same time, and time as well. We can't be here at 2 weeks ago and 3 months forward at the same time. We're limited. However, in Ruchnius, there is no Hagbollah of time and space. And I'll just give a moshel to bring it out, that this foreign bring, is Torah. Torah is, like the Chazanish calls it, it's Bas HaShomayim. It's a Ruchnius Dika entity. And Torah is Lemaalam Min HaZman and Lemaalam Min HaMokim. We find that in the Beis HaMikdash, Amos HaOroin Eilon Min HaMidah. The Oroin didn't take up any space in the Beis HaMikdash, which symbolizes that Torah is not bound to space, to the dimension of space. And also time. The Maral explains that Torah, in contrast to mitzvahs, Torah is not committed to time. He says that we find, the Gemara says, a mitzvah, be'idna de'osik bo, it's megin. A mitzvah is megin b'shas, the school of the mitzvah is b'shas, the kiyum mitzvah. It says, Torah is bein be'idna de'lo yosik bo, bein be'idna de'osik, bein be'idna de'lo yosik bo. When a person, even when he's not involved in Torah, the effect that Torah has transcends the dimension of time and space. So you see, Ruchnius is not committed to time and space. So the Siva Shalom and the Rigadalia seem to explain here that when we are in the Olam HaGashmi, in the Olam HaZeh, and we're in the Hester, we don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, but if we can channel Kedusha into the dimension of time and space, and Nefesh through Torah, but through time and space, the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, then we connect that way to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Rigadalia brings a beautiful insight of how we can connect. He says that the truth the Rashbo says, we say in Vishom will start with Shabbos, Vishom when he starts with Shabbos, we say, Shish Yisom Yosa Hashem, so Shemayim Asaret, so Vayom Hashvi, Shabbos Vayinofash. So he says that the Bria of Zman, the Ribbono Shel Olam created as a Bria of Shish Yisom. What's Yom Hashvi? He says, Shabbos Vayinofash literally is going on the Ribbono Shel Olam. On the seventh day, he was Shabbos, and Vayinofash. And there's a repetition which Chazal deal with, what's Vayinofash adding? But the Shulchan Aruch explains that Vayinofash is going on Shabbos. Shabbos, the Ribbono Shel Olam was Shabbos. Vayinofash, the Yom HaShvi, it got a nefesh. It became the nefesh of time. It became the soul of time. He explains that the Gashmis, the Kibriya of Zman, is sustained by the Ruchnius of Shabbos. Shabbos is the nefesh, if you like, it's the neshama of the week. It's the neshama of time. So being the neshama of time, which gives the existence to all time, the Yom HaShvi is koilel all time, because it's the shayrish, it's the root, where all time comes from. So he says, this similar idea is also in the Beis HaMikdash. To the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal say, the Mokum HaMikdash is the Evan Shetiyah, Shemimenu Hushtasa Oilam. From the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Bria of Mokum of space, and the Beis HaMikdash is the shayrish of Mokum. That's where space started from. That's where the Oilam started from, the Beis HaMikdash. But that he also explains that we find in Chazal, the Yaakov Avinu, it says he was in Parashat Yetzer, he slept in the Mokum HaMikdash. Rashi brings from Chazal that the whole Eretz Yisrael was folded, Kiplar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Eretz Yisrael was underneath him. So how do you understand this Musik? So he says very beautifully that if you understand that the Mokum HaMikdash is the Shoyrish, and that is the Mechaya of the whole Eretz Yisrael, we can understand that the whole Eretz Yisrael is encapsulated in the Mokum HaMikdash, because Mokum HaMikdash is the Shoyrish, if you like, the source of the whole Mokum of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, to understand that the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash was the channel of a Shefa and Brocha of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which spread throughout the whole world, throughout the whole space of the world. And like we find that the Beis HaMikdash is Mesois Kol HaAretz. It wasn't only a place of Shefa, but it actually was a Shefa which fed to the whole Oretz. And this inyan of the Beis HaMikdash also spreading out is something which we don't have today in the Chum Beis HaMikdash, but what the Svarim are telling us in Shabbos, which is the channel of time, if you like, through the time of Shabbos, the Bria of the Ruchnis Dike element that Shabbos has, which is the Neshama, if you like, of the week. Like the Svarim brings the Zohar Kodesh gives reference to as Yoyim de Neshmosa, but it's also the Neshama of Yoyim, of time, that through Shabbos we can reach and channel into the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So in the same way that we've explained Olam and Shona, which is really time and space, that although in Olam HaGashmi there are these three, if you like, channels, ambassadors of the way we can tap into Kedusha, there's the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, and the Kedusha of Torah, we can try and understand what's the Yedidus that there is in these three dimensions. Because ultimately, a Yedid is somebody who a person can be close to and a person can confide in. We find when we look through this, the whole Zemel of my Yedidus, one looks into it, it's got lots of the Gashmi, it highlights the difference as we start to the contrast that there is between the Olam HaRuchni of the Malochim and actually the Klal Yisrael who are here in Olam HaGashmi. And the mitzvahs HaTorah of the Kerasa LeShabbos Oynek, we find that the Oynek Shabbos is something which highlights the stark contrast that there is between the Shira that the Malochim give, which is all Ruchni, and the Shira which we give, which is based in the Gashmis, where we are. And we have to utilize the ambassadors, if you like, we have to utilize those opportunities, the channels, in time, space, and nefesh, in Shabbos, Beis HaMikdash, and Torah, to be able to connect to the Rosh Hashanah in the way that we have to. So the Malach HaShoah, 6 days a week, do it their way. And Shabbos is a time where through Oynek Shabbos, we can focus on the Yedidus, and we can access, when he's sitting by the Shabbos table, and he's eating Macholi Shabbos, and he's my Yedidus Menuchosich, and maybe I should talk about the Menuchosich. We find the Menucha is not just a Shvisa, it's not just resting from Malacha. We find in Chazal that Menucha is more than that. Chazal says, Bo Shabbos Bo Menucha, which the Sefi says that the Zechiyav of Kol Melachtecho Asuya. A person goes into Shabbos and he forgets about the Tirvis of the week and he is Misanik with Shabbos through Gashmi Zdikha Ma'acholi Shabbos. That way he can access the channel of Kedusha that Shabbos has to offer. The tzivui of the Torah of a kerosel leShabbos oynek is actually the way we connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That through Shabbos, it's a channel of kedusha. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash today, but through Shabbos accommodates for the dimension of time and space for those two channels of how we can connect the Zman Hazeh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the yedidus of Shabbos. It's there for us to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, although the Melech is so distant and we're so far from him. But actually, by having the Shabbos, which is so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, just to mention a reference which I saw this forum, when they talk about this, they bring the Zohar Kodesh, which says Shabbos Shmo de Kodesh Brichu. So Shabbos is close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, close to the Melech, and it's also close to us because we in the Olam HaGashmi, it talks our Shprach by sitting by the Shabbos table, forgetting about the Tirdus of the week, which talks to us. That way, it's a Yedid, if you like, an ambassador on both parts, which can help us connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I just wanted to highlight the inyan of Oynek Shabbos by just quoting a few Gemaras in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches, which they highlight what Oynek Shabbos can do by merely being in the midst of Oynek Shabbos, what one can be zoicha to. There's a Gemara here which says Om Shimon ben Pazi Yom Shimon ben Levi Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amad Aleph. So the Gemara brings Raya's. But clearly, just by being the kind of Shabbos Sudas Shabbos, what it says in the Gemara is that by being the kind of Sudas Shabbos, the Keros and the Shabbos Oynik, one can be Zoicha to so much. And interestingly, maybe I'll say soon, is the Dibri Cheskel which addresses this, the Shin Virov. But first, I'll just say a maaseh which is connected to a Gemara on Amud Beis. There's a maestro with the Beis Halevi. I saw this brought down in the Sefer Sholol Rav, and he brings that this maestro of the Beis Halevi is brought, because it doesn't really sound true when you hear the maestro, see what I mean? The Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his papers, the Rav of Yerushalayim, he brings down the Sefer B'Shem Beis Halevi. There's a maestro which went, that there was a man who had a daughter, and she was a Mekasha Leilet. She was giving birth, and she was having great difficulty, and there was a Sekonis Lefoshes. It says it was ready the third day, it was Shabbos morning, and this father was very, very intense, he wasn't sure what was going on, and he went into the Beis Halevi, hoping to get a bracha. Beis Halevi asked him, have you made Kiddush yet? So he said, no. He says, so come, make Kiddush. So he made him make Kiddush, he made him wash for so the Shabbos, and he gave him Macholi Shabbos, and Oynik Shabbos, and the fellow relaxed a bit. And after the slave said, yeah, was it geschmack, you could enjoy Macholi Shabbos. He said, yeah. So he went home, and he found that there was a big Yeshua, things turned around, and there was a Mazel Tov, and everything was fine. So he went back to the Beis Halevi, and he asked the Beis Halevi, what was this about? You told me to make Kiddush. So Beis Halevi says, it's poshuk, there's a pasuk, Oz tis'aneg al Hashem. V'yitin l'chom mishal eslibecha. Bimis aneg al Hashem. And Rebbein Shlom will be Mekayim your Shalas. And the story really is a Mekoy in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Avyodah Merav, this is a Kofit Ches on the base, Kol HaMa'anig Yisra Shabbos, Noistin Loi Mish'alis Liboy, Shenema V'is'anig El Hashem, V'yitin L'cho Mish'alis Libecho. And the Gemara carries on, Oynig Zeh, Eini Yodea, what's Oynig? So it's not Tzachap Maluch, the Gemara says it's the Tavshul Sotadin, Dogim Gedoylim, Rosh Hashumin. This is the Oynik Shabbos, which Ve'yitin L'chom Mishalus Libechon. We're more accustomed to think that to be Mesugel we need Tanesim and Tzigufim. And in the Gemara here, there's an interesting Nekuda here, that Me'anik Sar Shabbos, it brings out, it highlights the Yedidus of Shabbos, as Kolam Me'anik Sar Shabbos, Noistim Loi Mishalus Libo. And the Gemara continues, Me'anik Sar Shabbos, Noistim Loi Nachlo B'ni Mitzorim. Which we sing actually in my Adidas, Nachlas Yaakov Yirosh, B'li Mitzorim Nachla, which actually, I just mentioned, it's connected to what we mentioned earlier, that B'li Mitzorim Nachla, the Nachlas Yaakov, it transcends time and space. It's a Nachla which goes on, the Oilam Bam Tincholo, it's a Nachla which goes on forever, and it's also B'li Mitzorim. It's not bound to time because it's the Neshama of time, and now, as we said, B'zman Hazeh, it's also the Neshama of space as well. So that's the Nachlas Yaakov Yirosh. So just to conclude, we say Ve'ein Olam Habo, Ve'ein Olam Habo Yom Shabbos Menucha. We say Kol Mis Angibo Yizku Lerisuncha Mechevli Moshiach Mitzolu Lerevocha, which is really the Gemara here, which Mechevli Shal Mediach Medin Shavihel Melchemes Be Gemara to be nitzel through the Oynik in Shabbos Lestanik B'Sanugim, and then we say Pedusenu Satzmiach V'Nosiogim V'Anocha. We end off with the Tefillah Pedusenu Satzmiach. So the Divri Cheskel, he brings the Moedik Ataychi, the Shinna Virov, he says that really we ask for Mashiach and the Geula the whole time, but actually we find the Amiroim that said, Yesei velo yachmine. The Mashiach should come talk about, I don't want to be in that Tzkufa, in that Doi, in the Doi of the Beis Mashiach, because of all the Chevlish of Mashiach, etc. So says the Divri Cheskel, but after a person is sitting by the Shabbos table, and he's talking being misanig b'sanugim, he's being ma'anig b'sa Shabbos, and through oynig Shabbos, he's nitzel mechev l'shom Mashiach, obazoy, one can ask, p'duseinu satzmiach, because v'nos yogim v'anocha. A person, after he's, whilst in the midst of being misanig Shabbos, where he's muftach from the Gemara, that he's going to be nitzel mechev l'shom Mashiach, he's going to be nitzel from any calamities of the day of Shal Mashiach, then the person can take ask to say the Satsmiach because he can be confident, but not Siyogim Vanoch because he's got the Oynik Shabbos. So just to conclude, we'll just discuss a bit my Didus and the Oynik Shabbos, how it's a friend, how we can actually appreciate the friendship the Shabbos has got to offer, the commitment the Shabbos has in fulfilling all the tzrochim, like we see in the Gemara, Neisna Mishalis Libecho. This is Mechevel Shal Moshiach, and Beis Hashem should be Mekoyim, should be Zeichet, be Mesanik the Shabbos, of the Sanik the Hashem, Yitin Chomish Alis Libecho, and Takim to Sinus Atzmiach, and the Sovim Vanuch.